How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things, Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Helping people find recovery.
Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I am an emergency physician, but I'm also a Stanford University educated attorney. It is written clearly that this is an experimental agent. It's written in the law. The FDA application, they're currently called investigational status only, and investigational is defined as experimental. So legally, they are in an experimental status that has legal implications downstream in terms of ability to sue and compensation and all of that. In addition, it's very clear by long history of Nuremberg Code, Helsinki Declaration, and by federal code of regulations that you can never pressure or coerce or duress, those are the words in the statute, anybody to take an experimental agent. We've known this since the Nazi era. I can't believe truly that we're having a conversation, any kind of mandates for experimental anything, because it's clearly against the law, it's against humanity, and this is well established all across the world for decades. We're not talking about a vaccine. This is not the measles vaccine. This is not the flu vaccine. This is an experimental investigational agent at this time. We might have a different conversation in 2 years from now. You know what else we haven't heard? We haven't heard that the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, which is a vaccine adverse events reporting system, which is how doctors and patients are supposed to report any adverse events. Have you heard, maybe I'm sharing this with you the first time. There's been about 500 deaths that are in time temporally related to getting the COVID experimental vaccine. Nobody is saying they're definitely from the vaccine, but this is the best that scientists can do in terms of kind of getting an early warning system. So this VAER system exists where people can call or make a complaint. Oh, I think this was related to that. So we've had it for years and years. So for comparison's sake, for influenza, there have been about 20 VAERS deaths reported since September. There have been about 130, I think, or 150 influenza vaccines in that time. There have been almost 500 VAERS-associated deaths with the experimental COVID vaccines, over about 30 million vaccinations. That puts the COVID-19 experimental vaccine at an 80 times rate of influenza.
Wow.
And it's not written in any mainstream media. Am I saying that's definitely the cause? I'm saying it's worth looking at.
Hi there. Welcome. That was Dr. Simone Gold, frontline doctor. She meant to say million. So let me give you this again, because now keep in mind million, okay? Here we go.
About 20 VAERS deaths
20
reported
deaths.
Since September. There have been about 130, I think, or 150 influenza vaccines in that time. there have been almost 500 very...
Okay, so 20 deaths in 100 to 150, about 150 million vaccines. 20 deaths, okay? But when you get to COVID, there's only 30 million vaccines that have been given out. Here we go.
There have been almost 500 VAERS-associated deaths with the experimental COVID vaccines over about 30 million vaccinations. That puts the COVID-19 experimental vaccine at an 80 times rate of influenza.
Yeah, over influenza. So she's saying it's the rate of you having an adverse reaction, a death, I mean, 80 times higher with the COVID because they only have 30 million that have gone out, right? Yeah. That was Dr. Simone Gold being interviewed by Michelle Malkin, and astounding. Astounding. She was talking about Nuremberg. She was talking about the fact of we've already passed all this, you know, and we're not even paying attention to any of it. Nobody even cares. They're just rushing out to get it.
Yeah, Adolf had a whole division of doctors and researchers that did nothing but play with genetics and mess around with human bodies and experimentation. Right. And
But the only thing that we're really concerned about Hitler is his smirk. So Amazon, I'm not joking about this, Amazon's removing the arrow, the curved arrow that points up, because it reminds people of Adolf's smirk. We don't care about what happened in Germany. We only care about making sure that
nobody sees
an arrow
the smirk.
Doesn't look like his smirk, but to some people it does, so they're going to go ahead and change that. That was in the news today. It was an actual article. Amazing. Well,
what's wrong?
Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm like seriously questioning what is wrong.
What is wrong with...
with humanity.
I know.
What is wrong with humanity?
I get that a lot lately. I was speaking to somebody this morning, and her husband, it's like she just kept saying, it's just nuts out there. It's crazy. I don't recognize this country right now. Nobody does.
No one with a brain does.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear it 10, 15 times a day from people. Dave, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's really going on here?
Isn't that nuts? It is. And there's really no answer we can give other than this is a product of a lot of choices over a long period of time and maybe not wanting to see what was going on for a long time because now they're in their heyday. But they're also at the same time, just to give you a little hope, it's so over the top now that people are being sort of jarred. Right? When it was happening so in smaller steps, I think people just kept discounting it. And now this is getting crazy. They're wanting to take out six Dr. Seuss books. Yeah. Six Dr. Seuss books because of cancel culture, right?
Yeah, and, well, Dr. Seuss has always been known to be a little out there.
I laugh, but it's so pathetic. And, of course, we're having our own situation right here in Southern Utah regarding these people that think that everything is offensive, doesn't matter what. You can be offended by everything. And what does the offense bring somebody? What does that make you? It makes you a victim, right? I'm a victim. You were saying this earlier. You're a victim of the circumstance of what's going on, and you're a victim of this offensiveness, right? Being displayed.
That's it.
So, State Senator Don Ibsen now is the floor support over the bill to change the name of Dixie, and now the Senate Education is moving forward with this. Now, State Senator Ibsen said that he was against the name change, but he's willing to be on a bill. And this is the part I don't get. You explain this to me. He's willing to support a bill that will take out the Dixie name because it has this caveat. It basically says this: we'd like to keep the name, but if we can't, I love that, but if we can't keep the name, I guess somebody will show up and force them? No, they're just going to want to take it out, okay? If they can't do this, then they get to get $500,000 tax dollars from us, the people,
mm-hmm.
and they get to have form a what's called a heritage committee to basically talk about heritage and our history at Dixie State University.
Someday you'll be able to go there and learn all about Dixie State.
Yeah, for as long as that lasts, because I don't know of any students that are going to sign up for this. For this weird little thing they gave you guys to appease you. And that's what I have to file this under fake fight, okay? Because I swear to you, those that, I see this a lot with the bills. It's, we're fighting it. See, look at us. See me fight this bill. But if we can't, this junk is what we're going to hand you when all they have to do is terminate this bill. So they're in control of it, but they're telling you they're not in control of it. See how that works?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really manipulative. And then they act like, oh, darn it, the bad guy got their way. it's the bad guy's fault. I didn't do anything. Well, why sponsor a bill that says that basically you're going to end up terminating the name of the college and then also say to people that you're against it?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, right?
Fits right in.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
One thing these politicians often do is they vote the opposite of what their actual stance is because they are political damage. So we have all these representatives and senators down here, pretty much, except what Lash, that say they oppose the name change.
Mm-hmm.
But they know the count, and they know they don't need their votes. And all these local politicians can actually be harmed from this on election day, mm-hmm. where the ones up north won't be harmed. So they often know that they can take the opposite position because they don't need their votes mm-hmm. to get this passed. And that's right. probably what's going on with Ibsen and all of them.
Yeah, I'm going to agree.
Not Brooks
with you.
Or
Sigmiller. I think they actually don't want the name change. I think Sigmiller and Brooks are fine. I think it's the rest of them that pretend.
I agree.
Yeah.
So what? It's a good chance it's going to get through,
yep.
and they're not going to need their votes. And they knew that, and they protect each other, so they know they're not going to have any kind of political harm from this locally, even though they're backing it.
I agree with you. Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch the fake fight. I don't like that. I don't like being manipulated. Do you? I have a hard time with that, because if you really are against this, you're not going to support a bill that's going to take it away. And honestly, the comment that came from the college was this: well, we want to focus on the students' education, not the history, because we're a college. I'm sorry, Harvard, ring a bell? Why do people go to Harvard? The heritage of Harvard. It's the heritage of what it is. And the people that come here generally don't have a problem with the name Dixie State University. They never have. And 80%, over 80% of the locals here in Southern Utah don't want a name change.
And the statistics were actually done about whether or not the name Dixie has affected any mm-hmm. of the students getting employment.
Right.
That was an absolute lie.
Yeah.
Absolute lie.
I'm getting tired of the lies. I after doing this for almost a decade, I can tell you that I see this again and again and again. It's a fake fight. It's darn it, oh, that bad guy. I'm the good guy. See, I fought. And they want the kudos for fighting, but not really. I mean, not really, right? This is the situation. They'll get what they want.
And one of the biggest lies they use
mm-hmm.
are their numbers.
Yep. Yeah, fake
each
statistics.
One of these groups uh-huh. is a small minority.
Yeah. Yep.
There's not many of them, but the media uh-huh. makes them sound like there are 10 million of them.
I know. And then you pointed this out earlier. What does the Salt Lake Tribune consistently refer to as a controversial name
yeah.
of Dixie State College? Instead of just saying Dixie State College, they're painting it for you. They're painting it for you. They're mm-hmm. painting a picture. And that's really frustrating to me as well. We'll be right back. By the way, Trevor Loudon on the show today. He's the one that called Kamala as president and about a year ago. Anyway, he'll be on the show today. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Love this song. I love it. Great choice. That came from a listener. Yeah, I have to agree. That song means volumes right now, doesn't it? I have Uncle Milty with me. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Trevor Loudon joins us today. Best-selling author, Enemies from Within, you name it. He's an amazing New Zealander who just has dove into American politics like no other. So he'll be on the show today, and it'll be good to get his take. Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure you get over there and order a bullfrog hot tub. And they have so many specials and so many ways to help out with this. And also they have the best selection of bullfrog hot tubs. They're well made. They last forever. Easy to operate. They're just comfortable. Very, very comfortable. You can design it the way you want. It's just amazing what you can do with these things. And I'm just their biggest fan. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa because they're going to do this right for you and make sure that you get the one that's going to help you the most. And also for what reasons you're getting one. If it's therapy or whatever the case may be, these things are just amazing. Maybe it's just for stress. Who knows? But a bullfrog hot tub is amazing. Also, their swim spas are amazing as well. You can actually take them with you when you move. So there you go. Welcome back to the show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and we were just talking about it's so interesting to me how all of this stuff gets played out in politics. We had the Buckshot caucus a couple of years ago that we talked about a lot with Defending Utah. And if you want to know more about that, they've got some great videos on that. But it was a number of the people in the legislature and in the state Senate who were actually doing things really against kind of what you think the GOP is for and what they are supposed to represent in the subtle ways behind the scenes, sort of dragging them into certain bills at certain times or just kind of underhandedly going in certain directions. And many of our people down here are in that membership of that group. And I think people would be blown away when they finally learn and you know what all that is about. If you Google Defending Utah and Buckshot Caucus, you'll actually go into a video that shows a list of people that support this weird group that got together that decides what's going to happen behind the scenes. And it's really scary to think about it right now. I don't know. I have a hard time. So there was a big protest. A lot of people showed up. It was in the news. A lot of people showed up at this protest to protest the name change for mm-hmm. Dixie State College, not wanting to kowtow to political correctness. And we shouldn't. And this has been going on for quite a while. But this was great that a group showed up and showed their support for Dixie. It means something down here. And those that come here understand this. This is not foreign to people. And they act like it's foreign to people. So they're acting like everyone else in the country wants you to change it, which is not the case. That's why they should have just terminated the bill.
Not the case at all.
No. And when they asked their questions to the people that lived here, all of us were in favor of keeping Dixie because we know this area and we know what it means to this area. We're not in the South. It means something different in the South. But even then, people should not be kowtowing to this kind of nonsense.
Well, no. Even in the South, they said it doesn't matter what the heritage mm-hmm. is. There's right. nothing wrong with the name.
Right.
But more amazing than that is when you ask somebody from New York, should Dixie State keep that name?
Yeah.
They said, who?
I know. They don't care. They don't care.
Even know.
They don't care. And when I was looking at their reasoning for this, do you know it's very hollow. They really don't have any reasoning other than we're about the students' education. Okay. Well, so what does that have to do with anything? All right. Yeah.
It's not hollow. It's an out-and-out lie.
Yeah, there's nothing to shore it up.
They said students were having trouble getting jobs out of Dixie State because of the name.
Right.
The fact of the matter is 98% of Dixie State graduates get jobs right away.
Yeah, it's not been a problem. It only
never.
Became a problem because they wanted to invent one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milton.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Just a thought about that. So in the world of academia, if you are a professor and you teach at a college, you should not have a degree from the college that you're teaching at. That is like one of the biggest no-nos ever because you lack diversity in your training. So Dixie State has a problem because they continue to hire graduates that they have given degrees to, and they make them professors. If you want to know, students are having a difficult time getting hired. It's because the professors do not have the background of diversity required at a university level.
Interesting.
So a real professor doesn't want to work there.
Well, but the
only
problem
and
is...
So what I'm saying is that you've got this little network of the good old boys who are like, oh, well, you're my friend. Yeah, we'll hire you. And that's great. Give people who are local opportunities. But the problem is that you've got to have... You end up in an echo chamber. And that's the problem. You end up in an echo chamber. And so real universities try to gather people from so many different backgrounds and different places and different mindsets so that you get this experience.
Yeah,
right. And so if all you're doing is having the same people in the same neighborhood teach, then that's the real problem.
But then we have argument that all these professors that are so liberal come here and they're all for these kinds of changes because they're all about, well, look at the group that's mostly for this. They are not from here. So then we have that problem too, though, right?
You're right. And so when you talk to a lot of the students have been brainwashed. I shouldn't say that. They're just regurgitating talking points that they've been given my friend said that he didn't, when they said Dixie State, then they, snubbed their nose up at them. They didn't say, you're a racist school. That's not what they said. But you look at the academia and the caliber of student that may be coming out of Dixie State versus other places throughout the country, and are they up to caliber?
Interesting. Okay.
So just something to consider.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Uncle Milty has a comment too.
No, I was just going to say that it's not really, I don't think it's that big a problem. I mean, I understand everything she said. I think that's a problem here. And it prevents our school from being a top quality university. But it has nothing to do with this petty politics stuff that goes on all the time over there.
Yeah. I mean, I see a lot of people that are joining in for very political correctness reasons. And when I see, the guy that runs the college, basically, president of the college, not from here,
He's an interesting name, doesn't he?
Yeah, Biff. And it is interesting. And I know that those listening out of state right now are probably have some of the same issues going on. But I'll tell you what, it's sad to see this bowing to political correctness, cancel culture, crazy. Because I'll tell you in the news, the articles that we're looking at every day, we'll find at least, 15 of these a day. And we have to choose which one we're going to talk about. It's getting so crazy, and everyone is on such high alert. Everyone is on high alert to be offended, not even know why they're offended, but to be offended.
Yep.
And all it screams is, you don't know anything about history. Because even in the South, if that's your argument, well, in the connotation in the South, even in the South, that connotation, they don't understand the history there. They don't understand it. And that's all it tells me is how ignorant people truly are and don't want to recognize how ignorant. I mean, to the extent. Right?
Boy, howdy.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
By changing the name of the school is not going to change the caliber that's coming out. I lived in Fresno, California. Fresno State went through the same thing that Dixie Regional is going through. We have to upgrade our studies, bring in professors instead of brainwashers, bring the caliber of our teaching up. The name has nothing to do with the caliber of learning of Dixie State. It's the people holding the college back from getting the right teachers in there and the right classes we need to pull us up.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
They are so insecure The teachers and professors at Dixie State are so insecure that they don't want to bring better people in.
Interesting.
I believe thought. That. I believe they're that insecure.
I just see, I see some of those that they bring in, though, that are probably the worst at this whole cancel culture thing, and the ones that are probably the ones that are enticing the others to join in, right?
They bring those people on purpose. I think they bring those people on purpose, because if you can keep it stirred up like that, the real problems don't come to the surface.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to address both of these points. I went to the rally. About 500 of us were there.
500, that's awesome.
One professor said there are outside professors that are trying to get jobs here from the outside. He talked about if that name was a bother, why are they trying to get jobs here from the outside?
Yeah, that's
Also from the outside, Dixie, our area has been one of the fastest growing, and for several years, the fastest growing community. Dixie's everywhere here.
Yep.
Why are all these people coming in for so racist? Dixie State was, for some time, the fastest growing college, university in Utah. Why is it the fastest growing if people are bothered by that name?
So true.
Now, the other point is, the argument. We really need to go after, this isn't education, just it's idiocy. I've studied developmental psychology, cognitive development. This is four-year-old logic, reasoning skills. What is their argument? Their argument is because of the name of Dixie, we know it's not based on racism at all, the name, is that's going to lead to people, blacks being lynched, or blacks not being hired. There is no rationale argument at all they can make that blacks are going to be harmed because we have a Dixie State or Dixie in our name of a university.
Yep.
Can you make that argument?
No, I agree with you. It was Sally LaCourse from the Senate Education Committee. Now, think about this statement. We think that the university should represent students and not idolize heritage. I'm sorry, do we idolize it, or is it just the heritage here? It was amazing how she put that. It was disgusting. You know,
That is so counter to reality.
Yep.
We have colleges all over this nation. Their names are tied to the areas. Many of them are tied to the city. You know, Los Angeles, UCLA, USC, they're tied. The names tied to the region. It happens everywhere. So what she's saying is counter to reality is what probably a lot of
I agree
says.
With you. I agree with you. And we don't idolize our heritage. We just like it. We like to learn about our own heritage.
And there's nothing wrong with Dixie heritage at all.
Absolutely.
It was about cotton, it was about hot, and it was about being the south part of Utah.
Yes, it's exactly true. Thank you so much. It was brilliant points. Thank you. Yes, I concur. Totally agree. And these people don't understand. They don't understand. They're just completely ignorant, and some of them have an agenda. And so we get to live within that agenda out here. And then we have people with the whole fake fight thing going on. I'm fake fighting this and I'm going to lose, but I'm the good guy and I don't like that manipulation. I'm sorry. I got to call it out. So State Senator Dawn Ibsen is now on the bill as the floor sponsor, yet the name's still going to get taken out even though he says he's opposed to it. That doesn't make sense to me. Stop the bill. It's this easy. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
So sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels. He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Of course, we'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. So much to talk about that I have to get to it quickly. And, of course, if you're looking for a chiropractor, Dr. Ward Wagner's awesome, Dixie Chiropractic. Go to dixiechiro.com. DixieCairo.com, 673-1443. If you've been in a car accident, spine pain, disc problems, arthritis, neuropathy, they cover it all. They even have a $99 initial offer for new patients. It's really cool. Make sure you take advantage of that and tell them we sent you. These guys are awesome. They work on everything, muscles, tendons, ligaments, spine, you name it, decompression, laser therapy. They've got it all in-house. These are the guys to go to. I really like Dr. Ward Wagner. He knows his stuff. He even has a show on after mine. And so I love that. Anyway, we are going to, I guess we'll take a caller. Why not? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Acknowledging one's history is not idolization of one's history.
Amen. Thank you.
And the thing is that what we're seeing here is the same thing that we're seeing with American history.
Yeah.
We're canceling our culture, we're canceling our history, and it's all a manipulation, and it's outsiders that are doing it.
Yep. Yep. You can thank the outsiders. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah. Can't disagree.
Yeah. I've never been a big growth person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and ever since I moved here because of the size of this town,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to see it grow. I didn't interfere.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since I've lived here, that's all it's been about is growth, 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 growth. And every time it grows, things get worse.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. Yet people will look at us and go, yeah, but you moved here. No, I get it. I get it. It's strange to see everything, like you said, centered around growth. The city council, the budgets are all about the growth. Everything is the growth. They sell it like it's marketed as growth.
When I moved here,
instead of just maintaining,
Dixie State University was a little city college.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. There were no problems.
Yep.
Now it's a university.
Yeah.
Nothing but.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. This is a tough one because, well, it's not hard to know that we need our history, and it's not hard to know that we can talk about our history. And the very few that are offended, why are they constantly given the mic? Why are we so afraid? It's just like we said yesterday. Why are people so afraid of the one person in the grocery store that might come up to you and be mad you're not wearing a mask? Who cares? Who cares about the one guy, right, that's bold enough or ignorant enough to say something, right? Why is this?
Yeah. At every meeting, we should start it out by saying, who wants to speak first? And when they raise their hand, take them and put them in a cell somewhere.
Just get rid of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. It's always, they don't call it the silent majority for nothing. Let's just say that.
Right.
And these pandemics, I hate to say this, they're not going anywhere. This is why they keep touting the new normal. And now Biden, what did Biden say? Throughout next year, all until this time
year.
Oh, yes. And we'll be wearing them. And Fauci came out, of course, with his nonsensical word salad that talked about the fact that we were going to have to make you do all of these things, and you can't indoor dine and you can't go to theaters and all this nonsense. Even if you take the injection to alter your genes, you are still not going to be able to conduct life as normal. We're not getting rid of these. I hope people realize that unless we really take off the mask and tell them we're not going along with this.
Who can sit in their home and hear that?
I don't know.
And not say to themselves, no, I'm not living this way.
I'm not going to do it. Because haven't you been noticing a lot more people without masks?
Absolutely.
Now? They're so tired of it. They're done.
They are finished.
Yep. You can go walk into any place. I don't care where. Except for the ER. We had a friend walk into the ER. You can't, even if you have a possible appendicitis, not going to help you.
They got a guy sitting there ready to take you.
I thought they had
a
code they had to abide by.
No.
Oh, okay.
Codes and oaths and all that they've gone by the way.
Do they put a mask on somebody that just came from an auto accident that's unconscious? I mean,
probably.
Where are our physicians? Where are they? The ones that need to speak out.
The ones that know the truth.
Yeah, the ones that really need to speak out. We really need to hear from you. Yeah. Like Dr. Simone Gold, I love that. Did you know that she had people, FBI, come to her home just like they did Roger Stone?
Sure.
Yeah. And she said, yep, that happened to me, and it can happen to you people out there. She said, I'm a doctor, I'm a mom, normal person out here,
yep.
Because she was talking about the vaccinations being experimental. Basically, tried to show their muscle to threaten her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's the yep. FBI's yeah. job?
Yeah, I know. And it could be us next. Hi, caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, you're not paying attention to what's happening. We have so many people moving in from California mm-hmm. that it's become imperative that we change the name of the university mm-hmm. from Dixie State University. So they're going to change it to St. George University. But then 3 years from now, we're mm-hmm. having even more people from California.
Yeah.
And they're going to be mad about the Saint part of St. George. And then it's just going to be George University.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. You're totally right. I got to give that to you. Thank you. Yeah, it won't stop. It won't stop.
It'll never stop.
So... Biden not doing a State of the Union address, not doing press conferences. What does everybody think about that? Nothing scheduled, nothing. Trump had his first one February 28th of 2017. Yeah. Nothing so far.
They have scheduled. A schedule for mm-hmm. when they're going to bring out the 25th Amendment. We're not there quite yet.
You know, Trevor Loudon's going to be on next. And he said a year ago on the show, he said it'll be Kamala. Now, no, actually, it was like a year and some months because this was in October.
Mm-hmm.
And he said right before the whole COVID nightmare lie, he said it will be Kamala. But she wasn't getting enough popularity. So we wondered how that was going to happen. And then Biden became the nominee and, of course,
chose her.
Yeah.
I think my 3 months is looking good, though.
You said 3 months he'll be president?
Yeah, I think it's looking pretty good.
Oh, I give him till the end of the year. I think they're, well, I don't know,
yes.
though, because they are still trying to hide him from the press. They're hiding him from any kind of outward public yeah. appearances.
And they can't hide him for 2 more months.
Yeah. I feel like it's Weekend at Bernie's just perpetually, don't you?
It is. And all that, instead yeah. of being dead, he's just brain dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump spoke at CPAC. They said 60% wanted him to run again. I don't know how everyone feels about that. Do they want him to run again?
I didn't think it was all that exciting to watch his speech at CPAC. You know, his rallies were always really good.
Mm-hmm.
But this was different.
What was it, more dry? What?
It was more, I think it was more of him just saying, look, there's a plan. Trust me, there's a plan in place. Trust me.
Hmm.
And that's it. And really no hints at anything else going on.
Hmm.
Other than he came right out and said he won't break up the Republican Party.
Hmm.
And in some ways, I understand why he would say that.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Chris Ann Hall does, too. You know what? The parties, sorry, they're one of the biggest problems we have. People go with party ideology instead of really thinking about principles and understanding them. And
but he didn't.
Costing us a lot.
He didn't go with party ideology.
Yeah.
So what difference does it make what the party says if he's not with them?
I don't know. I was really disappointed to hear him talk about get the shot, get the vaccine. Because I know who he's invited to the White House, some of the folks. And I also know, I was actually floored by that. I thought, what are you doing? You don't have to do that. He's not president. He doesn't have to. I don't know why he was doing that. Anyway, it was discouraging for me.
Well, I don't get discouraged when I know I don't know all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I knew all the facts and said, he's really in favor of the vaccine, then I'd
well,
be discouraged.
Well, he didn't have to say it, but I mean, he's not in a position where he has to say it. I don't know.
We don't know that.
It just grates on me. You know, listening to Dr. Simone Gold when we came into this hour, I hope that really gave everybody the sense that we are the trial. Number one, they're admitting we're the trial. It's experimental. And she talks about, we'll talk about this in the last hour, but she talked about pregnancy And she said, why in the world would you worry so much about all these little things about being pregnant? You know, only this much salmon, no tuna, and all these things that you're told, right? You can't take. But you would go get a shot that's experimental, that bypassed all the studies that they started manufacturing last March. You would go pony yourself up for a shot like that while you're pregnant. That is a recipe for disaster. And she talks about it very bluntly, about warning these young kids. And why would you get that for a kid who wants to have a baby someday? Why would you mess with them like this?
Yeah, have them look up one word in the dictionary.
What's that?
Thalidomide.
I just get so shocked when people rush out to get it. You haven't had it all year, but you're rushing out to get it. And you want to be part of it. I would tell my kids, no, even if they wanted to be part of a vaccine experiment because they were getting paid, I would say no. Wait. Because my kids know how I feel about vaccines anyway. But why in the world would you go and run and go do this? Give it some time. Like she said, it's 80% more dangerous than the flu vaccine. This is horrific. Look at the numbers. And she said, nobody in media will talk about it. Nobody in media will talk about the deaths. They try to attribute it to everything else, kind of like they do with COVID. They try to attribute, you know, COVID to everything else. But I just was so taken aback. I thought, I hope people are going to listen to her. She has no reason to lie. What reason would she have to say, please do not take this and please be careful? So, I don't know. It's just hard to watch. Kind of like Biden. It's hard to watch. I can't stomach it. I really can't stomach it.
It is.
The headlines today, you guys, the headlines. Dr. Seuss's six beloved book ceased publication because of racist imagery. This stuff is just going on more and more and more. Trump, YouTube removed video of Trump's CPAC speech, by the way. Okay. They are.
And it wasn't that great a speech.
I know. I have also wondered why they are, you know how they always eat their own? They're doing this to Cuomo. And not that Cuomo doesn't deserve it, but don't you always find it interesting when they stop supporting somebody that has dearly held up the narrative, right? The lies? Why are they then throwing him out to the wolves? Kind of interesting to watch them eat their own with Cuomo. I'd love to know. I'd love to know why. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about a minute. Go.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Richard.
Hi.
You know, I was just listening to you online here about the vaccine stuff. And of course, both my wife and I are anti-vaxxers. But I think about the younger generation than me and my wife, and I think, you know, if they're going to take the shot, mm-hmm. and that's going to, you know, change their DNA. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's going to do with their kid?
Oh.
You know, it's just,
yeah.
Think about it. You know, the mRNA, it changes your DNA. If both parents are one of the ones that actually get it,
right.
They actually have a child. That child naturally, you know, DNA is going to be changed too.
Yeah, you're right. It's a great point. Thank you for that. It's a great point. It's scary. It's really scary. It makes me ill when I think about how many people are rushing to go get it because the media tells them they want it, because the governor tells them they want it every 5 minutes. And by the way, he's reading Dr. Seuss today in school as Dr. Seuss books are being taken out. He was reading to a school, Dr. Seuss, kind of ironic. Anyway, please be careful. Please, please tell those you love, just wait it out. Just wait it out. I know there's no reason to be anxious to go take something that you haven't even gotten. Okay. Please, please print out the fact sheets. I put them on Facebook. All you have to do is go to Facebook and in the search bar, all you have to do is say the Kate Daly Show and fact sheets and it will come up. That particular post will come up even though I put it up weeks and weeks ago. It'll come up for you. So, please share those fact sheets that they actually hand out with that vaccine to the people that you love so they stop wanting it. This is so yuck on so many levels. I'm just horrified. We're going to be right back with Trevor Love, and this will be so good. Stay on with us.